Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lessons Learned episode of Not Your Average Lives. Today, I'm going to talk about the lesson of the invisible staircase, which I'm really excited. It's a new concept that I learned from the book that I just finished reading or listening to called You Are Awesome. And I talked about this, might have been the last episode, another concept, might have been the one before that. I've lost track. My grandchildren are here, and I have to just say kudos to all you parents out there juggling all the things, because it's exhausting. Maybe it's my age, or I don't know, maybe it's the today we live in. But trying to keep them busy, trying to juggle. Now, I only had two. So that is the difference. I had two. They were 18 months apart. So they were very much in similar stages throughout their lives. My oldest daughter has four. And so my youngest daughter has two, and they're very young. They haven't been able to come to nanny camp yet. We call it nanny camp. And it's a week in the summer where I get the oldest ones. So my daughter is four. The three oldest ones are eligible. So we have an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And the 5-year-old was eligible when he turned four. So this is his second year here. So it's looking for all the things, fun things to do, keeping them busy. But it's like run, run, run. By the end of the day, all I want to do is just get on the couch. And I wasn't going to do work, much work while they were here. And I was going to pre-record these episodes, but this one I didn't get pre-recorded. And so I was just trying to squeeze in the time to like do my outline and have just 30 minutes of quiet while I could get this done. So that's what's going on in my life. But it's fun. I love them dearly. And we've had such a wonderful time. And today we are leaving my house, going to my youngest daughter's, who lives 2 hours away, and they're going to get to spend time with their cousins. My youngest daughter has a 4-year-old and a 18-month-old. He's like in everything. So we're going to spend 2 nights there. We're going to go to the Washington National Zoo. If you've never been to Washington, D.C., the National Zoo there is amazing. I haven't been for several years. So we're excited to take the subway. One of them loves trains so much, so he's going to get to ride in the subway. And then on Monday, I head to Charleston where they live, and I'm returning them home on an airplane. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing my oldest daughter, who I don't get to see as much, and my son-in-law. So anyways, that's what's going on in my neck of the woods. I hope you are having a wonderful summer. It is crazy. That is almost August, and we are about to head into my favorite season, which is the fall, but that's okay. We have plenty of summer left, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it. So let's talk about the invisible staircase. And this concept was so helpful, I thought, in conveying how our life is basically one big staircase. And if you can think of it that way, it's really fascinating. I like this way to picture that and where we are on the staircase. And we really don't know how many more steps there are. So think about that. So the staircase, as Neil Pasricha, the author, explains, the staircase represents your life. And of course, we can't see the steps ahead of us, hence the name Invisible Staircase. But we can look back and see all of the steps we've taken. And I say this, and I've said this in other podcast episodes. I also tell my students this. It's one of the reasons I have them do a look back exercise.
I'm going to do a little twist, a little different twist on the look back exercise I'm going to give you. So I hope you, I did homework, I think in the last episode. So I hope you're liking homework. Because I think once you apply something, learning the concept is one thing, but then like applying it with an exercise, it makes it just stick more. So you can see where you've been. So I think it's really valuable to take some time, sit down, and do a little memory lane walking back in time and write down the things that come up for you on steps where you might have, it might have been a step that was a huge step in your life, maybe a hard step that you took, but it was a step that you took. You wouldn't be on the step you're on if you hadn't taken that step. So some examples from my life that I'll give you that might help you think of some things in your life. Well, one example that I think of is that I took a semester off in college and I wasn't really excited about what I was taking at the time, what my major was. And I went through a breakup and it was just, I was just struggling a bit and I wasn't happy. So I said, okay, I'm going to take a semester off. And I think it was actually driven. The thought came because one of my roommates, her father was in the, worked for the State Department. We now know it was the CIA, but he was going to be stationed in Paris for a year. And so she wanted to go live in Paris and she had a perfect opportunity to go with her parents. And so she was going to take a year off school. So she was leaving. And so it kind of put the thought in my mind, well, I can leave too. And I'll just take a semester off, kind of regroup, figure out what I want to do when I come back and I'll do that. So I took a semester off and I ended up never going back, never finishing college. So that was a step that really took me on a different path in life. During that break, I met my husband, my first husband, my ex-husband. If I hadn't taken that break, I likely wouldn't have met him. I likely wouldn't have had 25 years married to him, and I wouldn't have my two children that I have or my grandchildren that are here now visiting. So that's a step that led me up my invisible staircase that I didn't know what was coming when I took that semester off. Other things, there was like the path of my divorce. That was an unknown. And that was, I'm going to get to some of these, when you think about what you don't know that's coming and how we predict always that it's going to be the worst. And then that makes us pause on the step. And so, yeah, so I'll get to that. So my question to you is, where are you? And what is your next step? No one knows what that is. You sure don't. Maybe somebody, but yes, the all-knowing somebody, but not the human beings that we are. We don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. So, if that was the only problem, the not knowing, we'd probably be okay. But it's not. It's not the only problem. And what Neil says is that research shows that we actually think we can see up the staircase. We actually do in our imagination predict what's next. And it's usually never good because that's the way the human brain works. But so he talked about a study that was done and it asked two simple questions. And I thought this was super interesting, which is why I'm sharing it, is the first question, how much the people who are in the study, they were asked this question, how much they thought they had changed in the last decade. So they were to write down and predict, or not predict, but write down what they remember, how much they had changed in the past 10 years. And then the second question was, alternatively, how much they thought they would change in the next year. I'm sorry, in the next 10 years, in the next decade. So they were a little look back 10 years, look ahead 10 years. And what was interesting is that no matter how old they were, no matter what gender they were, and no matter what kind of personality they had, which was all part of the study, collecting this data, that the answers were, in the last 10 years, how much they had changed. A ton was how they had described it. But in the next 10 years, how little they predict they would change. So, and here we are as humans having evidence of the last 10 years and recording it. And they're even in a study. And that can't be applied to the future because we have no ability to predict the great things. So the other thing that Neil pointed out, which I totally agree with, and I've seen this, is if we're in a state of happiness, we're in a good place in life, this kind of thinking isn't so bad. It would be great if we had a better imagination, of course. But when we're in a happy place, it doesn't pull us down that bad or keep us stuck that bad. But if we're in a low place, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous, and it really can keep us stuck for a long time. And if we've been laid off, for example, we predict that, you know, we're never going to find another job, or, you know, this is the biggest catastrophe of my life. You know, that's a really good example of a point in life where you're at the step, and it's a hard step, and we can't see the steps ahead. But he talked about some examples, which I'll share in a second, but we think we'll never find the job or another job or as good job, or, you know, fill in the blanks as to where your mind goes. Even if we hate our job, my daughter, I remember, got laid off from a job she hated. And I remember she called me crying, and it was my birthday the day she got laid off. I'll never forget that. You know, you never like to have your daughter cry and be sad. And your children, their happiness is everything to you. And when they go through a bad time, it's horrible. You want it to be happening to you, not them. But of course, I would always remind myself, it's building character. It's building character, not only in me when it happens to me, but in them when it happens to them. But I remember she called me devastated. And she had actually recently come back from maternity leave. So I think that made it hard too. And she was so upset. And I said, but you hate your job. Isn't this a good thing? And she was getting severance pay as well, where she would have time to find another job. And a lot of places don't do severance pay. So, and as so happened, it was a great thing, that layoff. So, but we think we'll never find the job. If we're splitting up with somebody, with a partner, or going through a divorce, which is really, you know, that's a real severing of a relationship, right? Because, you know, you're not only divorce your spouse, but you divorce the whole family that you've grown to love. In my case, I loved my in-laws. I loved my ex-husband's brothers and sister. So yeah, it's not good. And we look at that invisible staircase and we think we'll never have a, you know, future with those people. And fortunately I did. And we remained in touch and kept that up in the future, but couldn't see that. It was invisible at the time. But we think when we're going through this split, what do we predict? We'll be alone forever, that we'll never find another partner. And that's why a lot of people stay in relationships that don't make them happy, which is sad. That invisible staircase. So he calls this the end of history illusion, this mindset that we have, when we're standing on the step. And it's the illusion of when you think of the end of history as I know it. I think there's a song that has that statement in it. But what that means is that we think we'll stay in this place forever. We think we'll stay on the stair forever and that nothing will change. But here's where the concept of the invisible staircase I find really helpful is because if we look at everything in our life as a staircase, then everything we go through in life is just a step. It's just a step on that staircase. So he talks about there's a Harvard professor, and he went to Harvard, so he probably knows this guy, but he's a famous Harvard professor and a best-selling author, and his name is Daniel Gilbert. And he talks about how our brains are wired to catastrophize. I thought that was a great word. I don't know how to spell it, but catastrophize. Yeah, that's what our brains are wired to do. Predict the worst. Never the best. No, that's not what our brains do. So when it comes to predicting our future, we are stupid. We are idiots. So that's what Neil says. He says, you are not an idiot. We are all idiots when it comes to trying to predict a better future for ourselves. And he explained that he had a job in HR. One of his jobs, and talk about the worst kind of job, is that he would have to be, and I don't know if you've ever been in an environment where people were laid off. And so I worked in the corporate world and I went through lots of layoffs where, people that worked for me, I had to let go. And then ultimately me, I've had a couple, I've had, I think two, but been laid off twice. But the HR person is there as a witness, to hand over the documents, to, be a resource, a confidant to the person. And he said in this role, he would have to walk people to their car with their box of, pictures that they had on their desk and whatever they had that they could take of their things that were with them in that job. And how sad that was. And he heard these people talk about, they'd say things, he said, like, I thought I'd be here forever. What am I going to do now? Or I'll never find another job. It's the catastrophizing. Catastrophizing. Yes, I said it right. So that's what is the automatic thing. So, but the funny thing is, and I this obviously would take time. So when he's first in the job, he's experienced this and feeling horrible. He said he had sleepless nights. He would have nightmares. But after being in the job over time, he was lucky enough to run into some of those people, like at the grocery store or wherever he would go. And he would run into somebody. And he said not one single time did one person their prediction of like, I'll never find another job come true. In fact, just the opposite was true. And they shared incredible stories of what had happened to them in the past year or however long it had been since they had been laid off. Maybe getting laid off allowed them to spend time with a parent as they realized they got a terminal diagnosis, that they got a new job and had been promoted twice in the time since he had seen them last. And so it was just all these amazing stories of what turned out the layoff gave them, the invisible steps that they couldn't see because their brain wouldn't allow them to go there. So I thought that was really great. His experience was really interesting because I experienced that myself. I remember my first layoff and how devastated, you think you're a valuable employee and the shockaroo comes and you get called to an office and you're like, you don't even know what to say because it's such a shock. And the first time I was laid off, 25% of the company. So the company was failing. And it's funny that about earlier that day of the layoff, a friend of mine who I had worked with at that job and had left and was at another company had called me and said, I heard there's a layoff at your company today. And I was like, what? You know, I was like totally in the dark. And not 2 hours later, somebody comes to my cubicle, knock, knock. I think the vice president, his name was Stu. I don't know why I remember that, but Stu, because this was a long time ago. This was like 1989, maybe, or 1990. And I think I was 30 at the time, which would have been right. Well, 89, I was 30. So yeah. And I remember him telling me that, you know, you're getting let go. No severance, nothing. My husband was a police officer and we lived paycheck to paycheck and had two little kids. And it was like, what am I going to do now? Funny thing is I had that friend who had called me. I had been talking to her about switching jobs and going to apply for her at her company. So of course that expedited the process. I really, you know, polished off my resume and got it to her right away and ended up going to work for that company. And ultimately I would have never gone and worked at probably AOL, which was two jobs after that. You don't know where my invisible steps would have gone had I stayed there. And so it was a gift ultimately is how I look at it. But what he says, Neil, the author of the You Are Amazing book, which taught me this concept, he said that we confuse the challenge of picturing change with the improbability of change itself. So this was interesting, and let me explain it a little bit further. So the picturing part of what's ahead, what lies ahead for us, would be around the question of what am I going to do now, right? That's the question. And the next step in answer to that question, if you're trying to picture it, would to picture what you desire. That's the trick. But instead, we don't do that. Instead, our brain goes to worst case scenario. And then the improbability is that we imagine the worst. The improbability of change that we'll get stuck where we are is what we think. So the what am I going to do now comes to be like nothing or worse, right? And then that's where the I'll never find another job. We define it as negative. So we put these things together in our mind. We lump them together. And it's like not possible, right? It's not possible. The picture becomes the impossibility of what we desire. We don't even think about what we desire. We're just so stuck in the thinking of the moment where it's just disaster. So what he says is our seeing skills are shit, is what he says. I put it in my notes for this podcast. I put your seeing skills are crappy. So you can fill whatever word you're comfortable with. But when he said it, I was like, yeah, our seeing skills are shit. But yeah, that's what we do. We can't picture ourselves finding another job. So, and because we just are picturing ourselves at home and going on government assistance or getting a worse job or, you know, our bank account going to zero or, you know, fill in the blank on all the negative scenarios. So, you know, when I say our, so he says your seeing skills are shit. Our seeing skills are shit. We are humans. And so everyone's ability or inability to picture the positive is how we're wired. So you think you can't see up the staircase. You think there aren't any more steps, but there are more steps. and change will come. It always does. And that's why it's so hard when we're in that place, because we don't see this as a process. We don't see, you know, it as a process where it's just moving up the staircase. And that, I think, concept-wise, is super helpful. So, and if we can't see the next step in the job, getting laid off is a perfect example. We can't see the next step in that moment. How can we ever see 10 steps ahead? Certainly can't. And so as I was thinking about how incredible this invisible staircase concept was, and thinking about sharing it as one of my lessons learned, I was thinking about the process of taking one step towards change is essentially what it is. We can only see what's behind us, right? Which is part of why we're looking at this evidence of we picture the worst, right? We only have evidence. We don't. So if the step ahead is something new, it's harder to picture that the step ahead is something new. But then look at that study where the last 10 years were so valuable in progress and how much change we had, and we can't apply that to the steps ahead. It's kind of contradictory, right? But, you know, that's how the brain works. That's what scientists have found. That's why they do these studies and they share these findings. And it's so like incredible. But when I was thinking about this concept of the invisible staircase, what came to mind is another concept I'm going to add on. Neil didn't talk about this, but this is my concept, is that when we get stuck and we're too afraid to take that next step, we kind of wander around on a step. It's really the equivalent to being on a landing. So if you've ever known steps where you walk up steps, and then there's like kind of more of a platform, you have to walk a few steps to get to the more steps, right? And so it's kind of like that when you just kind of refuse to advance and you choose to stay stuck, because I like to say it's a choice. But it is, it's just a mindset. You just need to shift this mindset set. And that's why I love the invisible staircase, because you just have to keep going and good things will come. And these examples of what happened to these people who get laid off that Neil described is something that you need to hold on to when you get to that landing. And think about that. So, and the other thing is I was thinking about the landing, and as I was picturing this landing, and that sometimes we feel like we're just there so long, we end up sitting on the landing. That's super stuck, right? But that's it. Where our mind is in the improbability phase, right? And we're picturing the worst. So it's not possible. So why even take another step? Let me just sit down here on this landing. But now you know that that is just the way the human brain's wired, and it's kind of like tricking you. It's tricking you to stay safe. And sitting on the landing is a lot safer than stepping on a step that's invisible and just trusting the process, having faith that the next step will lead you down the life path, or up the life path, if we're talking about staircases, that you're meant to go. So with this knowledge and with this concept in mind, it's time to stand up, get up on your feet, and take a step. And what you can do is create a picture of what you desire. Hold on to that. And so many of us don't even have that picture known, because we're so busy picturing the worst. And we don't realize how important it is to create a picture of what you want. I never did that. And now I know how so vital and important it is. Even though your staircase is invisible, you can create what you want, that where you want that staircase to lead. You can create the picture of what you want to be on those steps going forward. I don't want to say where you want those steps to ultimately lead, because the stairs can lead to many places and you never know where they're going to end. So there can be many, many beautiful things and goals and dreams on those steps. And less landings. Because you don't want to spend a lot of time on landing because you're not progressing. Sure, you can spend a few moments on the staircase lamenting something that you could have done better, maybe, or that, you know, woe is me for a hot minute. Maybe having a few tears, feel the feels, and then move on. But don't spend a lot of time on the landing. Just keep moving. And if you keep moving, it's good for your heart, right? In more ways than one. That exercise is good for your heart. And going up the staircase to the future you desire. Yeah, my dog even agrees with that. But moving up the staircase to the future you desire, oh, that's really good for your heart. So get off the landing. Stop stalling on the stairs and take the next step. And Moji says, that's it. He agrees. And that's probably my grandchildren coming in from wherever they were. And that is all the time I have. So that worked out very well. Nobody came in here and interrupted me. I am amazed. All right. So have a great week and I'll talk to you next week. And next week, next Friday is my Just Friggin' Do It. Because if you are a regular listener, you know that once a month, I have an episode where I just friggin' did something. So I'm excited to share next week what that thing is. So bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.